From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come into your life, as it were, on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program, and I certainly do want to thank you for the pleasure of your company. It's an honor. It's an honor for those of us here at the Way of Truth Ministries to know that 5 days a week, many of you invite us into your lives and in allowing us to teach you the Word of God. This program has been on the air since 1989. Think about that. And over those years, we've seen souls come to Christ. We've seen Christians grow in the Lord. And people just like you have been inviting us into their homes every day, at least that is 5 days a week. And I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, we don't take that for granted. We thank the Lord for the fact that you're willing to do that. And by the way, if the program is a blessing to you, why don't you share it with others? Tell others about it. And also, if the program is a blessing to you, why don't you pray for this radio station upon which you're hearing the program? And send this radio station a gift. You see, we don't ask for money from you to keep this program on the air. But we do ask you to pray for us indeed. But also, if this radio station is a blessing to you, send this radio station a gift. And tell them thank you for putting programs like this one on the air so that you can grow in Christ. Well, this week we have been talking about biblical revival. What is it? I've defined revival as the work of God upon the hearts of His people who confess their sins and do repent from selfish motives that lead to unrighteous living and then turn to God with wholehearted dedication and obedience that results in godly living. In short, I've been saying that revival is when God's people get right with God. Psalm 85 has been our key text. And as we've worked our way down through there, we have noted that revival restrains the righteous anger of God. Revival restores the conscious awareness of God. And revival reveals the gracious work of God. Today, I want us to focus very briefly on the verse right in the middle of Psalm 85. It's verse 6, a small verse, but loaded with truth as it relates to revival. Notice it says this: Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Let me say that again. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Four things we see in that particular verse as it relates to biblical revival. Number one, revival comes from God. Notice the first two words. It says, wilt thou not revive us again? Wilt thou not revive us again? You see, ladies and gentlemen, revival is not worked up by fleshly efforts or by mankind or by certain programs within the church. But rather, revival is sent down from God, by God, to those believers who confess their sin to God and repent and get back into a right relationship with Him. You know, it's interesting. I've heard Christians say, if I just do this work of the Lord, and if I just do that work of the Lord, and if I just do this, and if I just do the other thing, and it usually involves some kind of a spiritually based physical activity, they'll say, if I do just these things, then I can be revived. Well, if you think that, then you're believing a lie from the pit of hell. Because, beloved, you yourself cannot strum up revival. God is the one. God is the only one who can bring revival, because revival is the work of God. As a Christian outside the will of God, your responsibility is to confess your sin and repent and turn back to God, and then God will send the revival. But it's not what you can muster up. I've heard a lot of churches down through the years who, when they recognized that they needed revival, they started a new program or they created another activity. That doesn't bring revival. What brings revival is when the person, as a Christian, gets right with God, and a church that's a true body of Christ gets right with God. Revival comes from God. The second thing we see is that revival is needed frequently. Again, look at Psalm 85 and verse 6. It says, "Wilt thou not revive us again? Wilt thou not revive us again?" You see, in this case, the Jewish people wanted to see God revive their land back into the dignity that it had been before they went into the Babylonian captivity. But the lesson that you and I learn from this verse is that revival is needed every time there's a straying from God, so that there can be a returning back to God. In other words, anytime you and I sin, in essence, we need revival, don't we? 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And the reality of it is, every one of us sin every day. There's not a soul who goes throughout the course of a day without sinning. Not a soul. No perfect Christians on the face of the earth. And so, in essence, revival is perpetual. Revival is something that is needed every time we've said something, we've done something, we've gone someplace that has not been according to the will of God. And so, maybe you've experienced revival years ago in your life. Well, maybe you need it again today. But you see, almost every day we need to turn back to God when we realize we strayed from Him. You understand what I'm saying? Revival is needed frequently. Thirdly, revival is a result of prayer. Again, look at verse 6 of Psalm 85. It says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" You see, when God's people begin to pray, God begins to work. Again, I say that revival is not played up by religious activity, but it is prayed down by God's people. You know, I've been saved since 1964. I've been preaching since 1964 when I was 12 years of age. That's another story. But since 1970, I've conducted a lot of revival meetings in a lot of churches. I've been able to see a lot of good meetings. I've seen other meetings where I've had to walk away from. I was in a meeting in South Dakota once a number of years ago, where I just had to walk away from it. And I won't get into that today. But you see, a good meeting is not necessarily a revival. You can have a good meeting down at the church, and then the meeting comes to an end, but there's no revival because people haven't gotten right with God. And so revival is not something that's played up or planned by an individual or by a church, but it is prayed down. When the individual Christian begins to pray, that person will be revived. When a church really begins to pray, that church will be revived. Prayer results in revival. And then the fourth principle we see in Psalm 85 and verse 6 is that revival brings great joy. Look at it again. "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" You know, beloved, the most miserable person is the Christian outside of the will of God. Would you agree with that? The most miserable person is the Christian who is outside of the will of God. And every church has such Christians. You go to church on Sunday. This, of course, is Friday. You go to church on Sunday, and you look around. You'll see some people who are Christian, and they're miserable. They don't have any joy. They're down in the mouth. They're downhearted. What's the problem? Well, there's some sin in their life. They need revival. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you're a Christian, but you don't have the joy of the Lord. Well, get back to God. Let God revive you. Get right with God, and you will rejoice in the Lord. I knew a fellow years ago. In fact, he was a relative of mine. This guy was just miserable. Miserable, miserable, miserable. You could see it in his face. You could hear it in his voice. But one day he got right with God, and joy overflowed him just like an artesian spring. So my question to you today is, do you need revival? I think that every one of us do to a certain degree, but maybe some of us really need to get back with God. Maybe some churches need to get back with God. I trust that you will, as a Christian, turn back to God. Now, but if you're not a Christian, remember the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, which means that God delivers us from our sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ. I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. And if you do that, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we'll send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Until we greet you again Monday by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.